Hello, and welcome to another new episode of Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have the Major General, Aaron James Draplin, whom you might better know as the creator of Field Notes, the maker of all logos, a wearer of hats, and the occasional connoisseur and artisan of cursewordery. It was my honor and pleasure to have Aaron on the show. Probably a little bit too much pleasure on my part. Today's show is brought to you by Family Dysfunction and Baked Beans. Let's jump right to the interview.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready?
What do you got, man?
All right, here we go.
Well, yeah, first of all, what is it?
So it's ridiculous is what it is what I'm saying.
I don't know what the hell. I mean, I know it's a podcast. I'm sure there's people that listen to it and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I get you.
No. Can I swear on this?
Yeah. Paul? Yes, you can.
Paul, I don't care where you went to school. I don't care what you got in your bank account. I don't care if you're gainfully employed. I'm here to use you to make the DDC bigger. Let's just get it out in the open. Okay. Anyway. The national. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I'm so sick of that shit. So, I think we're already down to 10 minutes, aren't we?
So, does all of your design power come from your beard?
I stopped shaving one time when my friend called my goatee a dick target. Now, I haven't shaved in 6 years, right? I'm like, ooh.
Do you have a name for your beard?
No name.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't, really? Man. I don't.
Do you dress your beard like sir or majesty? Or?
Oh, no. Anyway, next question.
If your beard got into a fight with the shark, who would win?
Sharks, okay? But we need to be out of the oceans because yeah. We don't have gills. I mean, sure, it's great to be out in nature, but I have no sympathy. Hey, asshole, you're not supposed to be there. You know, you asked for it. So my beard would lose. I would lose. And I keep hoping that humanity keeps losing out there because we should just be...
In pools.
Well, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
So do you think there are too many typefaces?
Anymore. I just want to go to one frequency on the radio, and I got my station that comes in clear, and there's like four stations on my radio. That's all I need, you know? That's really the way I look at it. Now, if someone wants to get into like 99.111, you know, some goddamn... Radio free Palau over the fucking West Indies or some shit. Yeah. If that's what they want, then fine. I'm glad that they can go get to that. So like now, all the bullshit that made in the 90s, all the grungy shit, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it had a bunch of, you know, fuzzy stuff and bullshit and you couldn't fucking. But listen to how much I'm talking. See, I've done enough of these.
Okay. Okay, so what logo do you wish you had made that you didn't make that someone else had done?
Oh my God, I don't really look at it that way. Maybe I would look at the big boys that you see out there, like your Paul Rands and your Saul Basses. I mean, I don't ever look at it like, oh, I wish I would have been able to take a swing at that, you know, Quaker Oats. Because no, I mean, they did it perfect. But I will say it's more contemporary shit. Where I see things and just kind of go, are you shitting me? I would have loved to take a crack in that. And I have a short list. So, listen, to the 44 people listening to this hunk of shit, here's the deal. It's just kind of like your ego talking or some shit, you know?
You're sort of picking up. So what's your spirit animal?
Spirit animal? No. A goddamn... Snub nose, fuck rat. I don't know if that exists. I don't know. You know, like some kind
a
of
snub
like,
nose, fuck rat. I think they're.
I'm trying to think now of things that I like, animals that I know. I don't like that kind of animal. You know, I mean, I don't. And I just made that up. You know, I don't know. I don't like cats. I don't like cat people. Pieces of shit. You know, like evolutional. I shouldn't even have made that. And it's like, you know, it's the same taste I have in my mouth. I can't quite describe it, but it's kind of like the same kind of fuck. Would be on a beach all dressed in white for a family portrait. So it'd be more of some like shitty like kind of marmot that is specific to like sewers.
So have you ever had a bowel movement that changed your view on life or design?
Oh, I've had a bowel movement that changes your fucking view on your life.
There you go.
In sense of like You ever shat yourself?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Just, we're all grown-ups here. I'm going to tell you a story. Well, one time I was in Iowa, and, you know, I was going to a meeting to pick up hats. But I let a little fart go, and I sharted.
Oh.
That one little just crack in the seal, just enough to stop yourself on the way to the meeting and go,
oh, shit, literally.
I have to go change my drawers in a parking lot in Iowa. And then something like that just makes you realize that the world is random and awesome. And it's too bad that it had to take sharding to make you realize that, at least for me that one time. But if you ask the question about bowel movements, I'm going to tell you. Okay, next question. Okay, all right. Shit.
I ask a lot of people this question. If you could go back in time and kill any designer and assume his or her identity, who would it be?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. If I could go back in time, like, what would it be? You know, like back to... I think I would go back. I don't know. I would like get in a fist fight with like whoever made Rush Limbaugh. You know, I don't know. Like, who are some of the most evil motherfuckers out there?
Colonel Sanders.
I don't, yeah, or something. You know, I don't really have an answer because it's kind of like I would love to go and be like bowel movements and like killing history, but. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. All right. What else you got?
I got, is your car a John Deere? Because it should be.
No, my car is a Volvo.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
And yeah, so do I drive a John Deere? No. No, I don't have a fucking, yard. I have a little yard.
Oh, you don't need a yard for a John Deere. You just drive it around.
Let's get a big old.
Just a huge old.
Combine or whatever. What do you drive, Paul?
Car. Yeah, a car.
Now what? Now what do I do? Like fantasy football? Gambling or something? Or some drinking problem? What do I go do? Fuck that. I'm going to go after the cool pursuits. Record collecting. Legos. Old logos, dying from being too big, sitting all day long. No, I've got to change that. Shit. Well, yeah, no, I hope I don't die. My God, no. Trains are coming. I got to get smaller. I'm a bit of a man mountain. I got to move my girth more. I got to fucking, you know, I mean, fucking mosquito. Who do you think you are biting me on the top of my toe? That's a hard place to itch. Who do you think you are biting me on my pinky toe? That's just, what a dick mosquito, right? So, you know. So, yeah, okay. Anything else here that we need to?
One more, but it might be too hard for you. I don't know. If you could carve a mountain.
What do you got?
With four faces, three of them designers and one of them a vegetable, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Carving into rock. 3 + 1. Okay. Design wise, it would be Paul Rand, Saul Bass, and Burton Kramer.
Okay.
And then for the vegetable, probably a green bean is my favorite of the bunch. You know, can destroy a pile of green beans, no problem. You add the bacon to the mix, and pretty good stuff.
Bacon, yeah. I'm just going to
fantasize about bacon. That's what I'd be. I want to work a long, long life. Bacon. Make cool things and cool people, and then die. And when I die, Paul, I'm going to die in the woods, but at the hands of the elements.
I thought you were going to say at the hands of some elves, but elements is better.
That's I want to die by elk. All right, are we cool?
It was all my pleasure.
Thank you. We'll talk to you, man. See ya.
And that was my interview with Mr. Aaron James Draplin. I apologize for being overzealous and giddy. I guess I was a little more excited than I anticipated, a little more fanboyish. These things happen. They will never happen again. I try to promise that. Anyway, you can find the show at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, our new home. Thank you very much to United Pixel Workers, Jay and Nathan. Please stay tuned for details on a t-shirt coming soon, an 8-bit slide.
I'm sure you all will want it. If you don't, change that. Start to want that, because it would be awesome. Please search the show on iTunes or the podcast app, whichever way you want to find it. It's a mess, I understand, but I would appreciate reviews and likes and downloads, and tell everyone. And anyway, next week's guest will be Jeremy Fuxay. I mean, Fuxa. Fuxa? Fuxay? Fuxay? We'll get into that. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.